But the truth is, in this idea of tzaddikos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, there's another inyan. There's another concept. And this concept is Yodua, B'Shem D'Arachayim HaKadosh, and Parshas B'Shalach. D'Arachayim HaKadosh asks that we make a very big deal about Kriyas Yamsuf. For obvious reasons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed an incredible miracle. The sea split, and the Jewish people were able to cross the Yarden. It was an incredible, incredible miracle. The truth is, the Gemara says in Masechta Zechulin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was once traveling and he came across a Yarden and he wanted the Yarden to split. It didn't split. And then finally, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said, "You're going to split," and it split. And either way, nothing. And it's a footnote in Shas. If you never learned Zechulin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph or you were never told this story as a little child, you may never know what happened. So, Freik Darachayim, I don't understand. Klal Yisrael, we make such a big deal in Parashas B'Shalach, Shvi Yishol Pesach, it's all about Kriyas Yamsuf, Mishpid, the Rebbe Shpalti Yam, Adayim Azeh, Pinchas Ben Yair, it sounds like this he was able to do every Monday and Thursday. So how can we not make such a big deal about it? So Rechaim HaKadosh says, a Dover Niflo. He says that the Kriyas Yamsuf that happened in Parashas B'Shalach happened before the Torah was given. As opposed to the Gemara with Rav Pinchas Ben Yair that happened in Chulon Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that happened after the Torah was given. He says, we know, Chazal say, Bereshis Baro Lekimas HaShamayim Vesaharetz. Bereshis Bishvil Reshis. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis. U Bishvil HaTorah Shenikru Reshis. The world was created for Klal Yisrael. In fact, Chazal say, Vayihi Bayoim, why Hashishi? It should have been Yom Shishi. It's referring to the sixth day of Sivan. Melamed Shisan Kadosh Baruch Hu in Meisim Bereishis Va'omar. In Yisrael Mekavon Satayra Muta. Vim Lav, and if not, we don't need this world. Because Achzer Eschon L'Soyer V'Voyo. Because the whole purpose of Briyas Ha'olam was for Klal Yisrael and for the Torah. So it says, Darachayim HaKadosh, the world was created for the Torah. If not for the Torah, there wouldn't have been a world. Moving forward, once the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, the rules of nature are such that the world has to be machnia itself to the Torah. That's the way it works. And therefore, if Torah comes direct contact with nature, you know who has the right of way? The Torah has the right of way. Because that's included in Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu and Maisa Bereshis. It's included in Vayyera Vayyvoyke Yoim Hashishi. It's included in Bereshis Bishvila Torah Shenikra Reshis. So says the Erechayim HaKadosh. Before the Torah was given, when the Yidden came to Har Sinai, the fact that the sea split was a Chiddush in Maisa Bereshis. And that's why we make such a big deal about it. But he says what happened afterwards? That's not such a Chiddush anymore. Because Ochein Tanai Zehu that the Torah is always going to be kafuf, which the Briah is going to be kafuf to the Torah and to the Imlei Torah. And says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's why it wasn't such a chiddush what Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was able to do. Because he was already coming with the Koyach HaTorah. Oh, with the Koyach HaTorah, that's a Tanayim Maisa Bereshis. That's not such a chiddush. Not shockingly. This Yisoid of the Arachayim HaKadosh appears also in the Torah of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And if you want to see a Maror Mokim, it's actually a compilation of two different drushes in the Oiros Chassam Sofer and Parashas Bereshis. It's literally Daf Beis. It's on the first page. It starts Daf Aleph. This is on Daf Beis. So they put these pieces together. And he says beautifully, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says the Torah begins, Bereshis Bara Lekim Es HaShamayim V'Sa'aretz. How does the Torah end? The very, very last psukim of the Torah. L'chol ha'oysoiz v'hamoivsim asher sholchei Hashem l'asiz beretz Mitzrayim. L'pari l'chol ha'bodo l'chol ha'maratz l'chol ha'yad ha'chazok l'chol ha'moira ha'godol asher osa moish l'eni kol Yisrael. The Torah begins bereshis baro l'kim asher shemayim sa'aretz and it ends with moivsim, literally. L'chol ha'oysoiz v'hamoivsim asher sholchei Hashem l'asiz beretz Mitzrayim. What's the connection between the beginning of the Torah and the end of the Torah? There's always a connection. So it says, what's the connection between the beginning and the end? Says Oktach Sam Sofer, because Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do oysoiz v'moivsim and really throughout the generations, there were always Moshes. There were always Manhige Adar, and he says, even nowadays, that are able to perform Oysos U'moifsim. What's the Koyach? What's the secret? How do they have the ability to do it? Zokhtach Sam Sofer, you want to know what the secret is? It's because when Hashem created the world, He created it Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikereshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikereshis. And it was Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereshis, literally, that the only way the Torah is going to have a Kiyum is if Klal Yisrael is going to keep the Torah. So says the Chassam Sofer, listen to this lashon. Yodua ki bereishis b'riyas ha'olam hisna kadosh baruch hu im kol ativiyim she'tiyah mishubadim l'toyra v'shoimreo. Almost exactly the lashon of the Arachayim. The Torah should be, the world should be meshubah to Torah v'shamreh. V'zeu ha'oseis v'amoysim sheyesh ba'olam. Sheboim tzadikim v'goizrim. That you find tzadikim can come, they can be goizer. Al eisha lo yisroi. A tzadik could say fire shouldn't burn. V'al ha'shemesh sheyamoid. Or that the sun should stop. V'al ha'mayim sheyibaka. Or the seas should split. Without mentioning names, the Chasam Sofer is going through different mitzvahs that happened in Jewish history. It's not a chiddush. Kichein hisna kodesh baruch bereishis habria. Val kein nekel ma'od l'rapinchas ben yar ligzar el anor shetibaka. Umikolshke leliyo anavi lefkaya hayarden. V'chelu Reb Chanina ben Dois nashiyoy malachoy mitzviyadlik. V'rabbis kehen afilu b'dayrus v'achroinim. And that's the connection between the beginning and the end. And that's the koyach that the tzaddik has. Tzaddik goyzer v'kodesh baruch hu. Mikayim is because the way the world works, the way the teva of the world works, is that it defers to the Torah and to the Oimlei HaTorah and to the Shomrei HaTorah. And that's why you find tzaddikim were able to perform miracles. So we have four mahalchim in terms of how miracles happen. Tefillah and Shemos, what Chasam Sofer talks about in Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin in his Tshuva, to Ramosha Teitelbaum, the Heilige Yismach Moshe. Then we have the concept, we have the concept of the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. And in the presence of a Tzadik, the mask, the cover has been blown, and as a result, it's just a different type of Hanhaga. There's more Hiskalos in the Mechitzos of the Tzadik. And then we have this idea, the idea of the Archaim HaKadosh and Parashas B'Shalach, which is also an idea of the Chasam Sofer, where you find this concept of Bereishis Baruch Lekim HaShemayim V'Saaretz, that Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereishis, and the Chasam Sofer says that's the idea of Tzadik Goizer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, because the Tzadik has the ability to be Goizer, these Loshoinois, Al Eisha Lo Yisroif, Al Hashem Sheyamoid, Al Amayim Sheyibaka, that's a Koyach that a Tzadik has based on the idea of Tzadik Goizer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim.